Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. As we reflect on the recent holiday of Halloween, we must consider God's word on this issue. That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Isn't it true that it was originally connected to a Christian holiday?
Well, the word you just used, holiday, we often forget that it comes from the two words holy day. So, for example, there are holidays defined by the federal government, like Labor Day and Independence Day, but those aren't holy days. Those are secular days of remembrance. And what we call Halloween is also connected with two holy days on the Roman calendar of the Catholic Church. The word holy comes from the Greek word hagios, which means to be set apart for God's use. And when something is set apart for God, it is also said to be sanctified. And so when we get together the English word sanctified, which is the word for saint, it's in that way that the word saint and the word holy are connected. November 1st is the Feast of All Saints on the Roman Catholic calendar. All Saints Day, or All Hallows Day, is celebrated in honor of all saints, whether known or unknown. All Saints Day is the second day and is when all the faithful dead are remembered. So the day before All Saints Day is the eve of All Hallows Eve, which got shortened to Hallows Even and then into Halloween. So it directly comes from the Roman Catholic feast calendar.
One article that you mentioned referred to Reformation Day, David. How is that connected to Halloween? And in fact, is it not something that we could focus on instead of Halloween?
I think it is. Reformation Day is almost never heard of here in the United States. It was on October 31st, 1517, that Martin Luther, a Roman Catholic monk, nailed 95 statements on the door of the Wittenberg Castle protesting corruption in the church. And he came to believe that God justifies sinners by grace through faith alone. So the Reformation really got kicked off with that. And I think it would be a tremendous victory for believers here in the United States to simply turn our backs on Halloween and rekindle an interest in Reformation Day.
David James, Bible in hand, thinking through with us how a Christian should deal with the holiday of Halloween. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 and 12 would be another passage to consider on the issue of Halloween. Instead of focusing on death, demons, and the devil, we should focus on Jesus Christ and his shout at the rapture, at which time he will call us up to be with him forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...